This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station. Coming up next is Epicenter, but first I've got a couple things to let you know. Of course, we are in our spring pledge drive. Indeed, as Neshama mentioned during her wonderful show, you can give us a call this morning. We've got somebody here in the station, 415-663-9050. They'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you join us to support KWMR. Indeed, KWMR will have been broadcasting in West Marin soon for 22 years, and we do have staying power thanks to you, so let's keep it going. You can make your contribution online as well, if you like, at kwmr.org. And additionally, KWMR is supported by our listener members and by Marin Transit's West Marin Stagecoach, online at marintransit.org. That's marintransit.org. And KWMR is supported by our members and Hog Island Oyster Company, a California benefit corporation farming oysters on Tomales Bay since 1983, welcoming Tony's Seafood Restaurant to their family. Online at hogislandoysters.com and tonysseafoodrestaurant.com. And now it's time for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today our guest is Lee Pullen, Director of Aging and Adult Services Division in the Department of Health and Human Services with the County of Marin. Lee, thanks so much for coming on the KWMR airwaves today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. Wonderful opportunity to get some information out to your listeners and to hear from you.
Absolutely. So the world, as we all know, might be feeling metaphorically, but physically, the population of the world, in fact, is getting older. Back in 1950, the global median age was 23, or almost 24, and now it's up to around 32 years old. And here in Marin County, the median age is somewhat higher, around 47. As we collectively age, new opportunities present themselves to take care of one another. And I just thought we'd start the discussion with a quote from Tia Walker that I thought was really inspiring. It said, "To care for those who once cared for us is one of the highest honors." So, Lee Pullen, thank you for coming on the air again. I thought we could start by talking just a little bit generally about what are some of the services that the Aging Adult Services Division provides for folks who are getting older here in Marin County.
That was a wonderful quote to start with, Jeff. And yes, I'll speak to that. And you've already touched on ageism and our societal views of getting older, when really it is and can be a beautiful time of life. You know, I was reading a while back that we just really need to look at every decade of life having its challenges and opportunities. For those who've passed their 20s, you know, perhaps we were physically better fit, but a lot of life challenges there with career and family and education and things. And maybe in your 70s or 80s, physically you've slowed down, but just think about that lifetime of experience and the wisdom that you can glean from that and how you can teach and help others. So I think every decade of life has its beauty in it, and I think the more that we as society start seeing it that way, the better off we will be as a community. At Aging and Adult Services, we are your county's offices. We are there to plan for the needs of older adults, federally defined as people over the age of 60, which gets younger and younger the closer I get to it. We administer funding, federal, state, local funding that comes in for a variety of programs, some that I think your listeners will recognize when I get to them, and we provide some direct services. And then we are to collaborate and advocate. We are charged with being out there, being connected with your community and the other communities in Marin, to hear what's important to older adults as well as younger people with disabilities, so that we can devise programs and services and work with the community to get those services in place. So just briefly, some of the programs that you might recognize, we have a strong partnership with West Marin Senior Services as well as community services. So friendly visiting, our home delivered meal program. You know, a year ago plus, the Dance Palace with weekly congregate dining for folks. And we have caregiver respite programs for someone who's caring for a family member, however you define family, and they need a break. We also run directly Adult Protective Services. So if you know someone who's not being treated too well, give our office a call. And then In-Home Support Services, which is our only economic means tested program, is for people who are receiving Medi-Cal to get care at home. And of course, we have a strong partnership with Patty and our team at the West Marin Health and Human Services Center there.
You know, it strikes me just hearing you list all these different services that you all provide for seniors here in Marin County. It seems like most community issues that we face generally as a population can really be understood through this lens of aging, whether it's health, economic security, housing, transportation, all those. And I thought it'd be interesting to kind of dive into each one of those a little bit. Maybe you could speak from your experience with your department. What are some of the unique challenges that folks in Marin County face with regards to some of these issues, such as, let's say, housing? That's one that's sort of top on people's mind. How do you what's it look like from your perspective with aging and adult services department?
You know, it looks like we've got to keep at it, and it looks like we've got to keep at it stronger than ever. And I so much appreciate so many of the organizations around the county who are keeping at it, whether it's the Marin Organizing Committee, whether it's the Aging Action Initiative, whether it's work that's being done by the cities, or I'm currently now on a work group with the Health Improvement Plan, which is a project from the hospital system to look at housing, because it's well recognized, or becoming more recognized, that if you don't have housing, you're not going to have good health. So those go hand in hand. Certainly things have been exacerbated in this last year, but it was not a good condition before. We're trying to also focus on preventing homeless so that we don't have the 74-year-old adult who worked her whole life but just doesn't have enough in Social Security. Her rent's gone up, and now she's living in her car, and the library is calling us and saying, what can we do to help this person? So lots of sad situations such as that, and, of course, people who have been homeless who are now getting older and have a multitude of conditions. I think because of having lived on the streets and having unpredictable housing, I think it's sort of as our societal age attitude toward aging needs to change. I think our attitude toward housing needs to change, and that we are a community of people, and that should be one of the basic things. And so that we really need to look at that we have enough housing so that people can have shelter over their heads. And that takes policy, that takes funding, and that takes a willingness of all of us to say, yes, I want to see a senior apartment building built in my area.
I think, you know, people sort of we tend to put folks in different blocks, right? We say senior citizens and young people, or different people here and there. But I think the fact is life remains complex for folks at any age, and maybe even gets more complex as people do look toward retirement and look toward a shift in their lifestyle. Another aspect of this that we've touched on a little bit, but it'd be interesting to talk more about, is the idea of transportation and mobility here, particularly in West Marin. I know that's something that is of concern to folks, as you know, maybe folks get to a point in their life where they are not comfortable or able to drive a car themselves, which is what a lot of people depend on to get around out here. What kind of things do you work with in terms of transportation?
So part of our federal funding, so we come under what's known as the Older Americans Act. That's what's established us federally as what's also known as an Area Agency on Aging. We do have a contract with Vivalon, formerly known as Whistle Stop, for the offer of assisted transportation. So someone who needs some help, a driver to come to their help, a house, maybe go to the door, maybe help them get to where they need to go, their doctor's appointment, their shopping, or what have you. The use for that program has been down quite a bit this year. People have been told to stay at home and to shelter in place, so not surprised entirely to see that, but that's one avenue that we have. I, and of course, work with Marin Transit around Stagecoach and other transportation. We clearly don't have it at the level that's needed. The more that we can have other people help, volunteers in that community to drive people to where they need to go, the better. I'd like to talk a little bit, if we have time, Jeff, about our age-friendly work. It's very much intended to involve members of the community, and mobility is certainly one of the areas where we need to see things done better and to have better access for people.
Well, that sounds great. I'd love to hear it. And friends, if you're just joining us, our guest today on Epicenter is Lee Pullen, who's the Director of Aging and Adult Services with the Department of Health and Human Services in the County of Marin. And we're talking about a lot of different things. We probably won't get to all of it today, but please, I'd love to hear more about that particular initiative.
Sure. Yeah, so age-friendly is a concept that came about from the World Health Organization about 12, 15 years ago, as the World Health Organization looked around the globe and said, just as you pointed out, Jeff, we're becoming more of an older society everywhere than a younger society. And so what do older people need to be able to do well in their communities, in their cities, their towns, and so forth? And they came up with 8 elements around such things as mobility, as adequate housing. We've already touched on those 2. As access to health and social services, community participation, so people listening today are participating in their community and keeping informed. And really key at the heart of this is respect and social inclusion, regardless of background. We did our own version and joined the World Health Organization network a couple years ago, probably 2.5 years ago. And the areas that we're focusing on are housing and mobility options again, basic community services like some of that great stuff that's done right there in West Marin with the organizations that I mentioned earlier. We added disaster preparedness, very fitting for our area in Marin. Social connections, no one questions the importance of social connections after the year that we've been through. And then we have 6, unincorporated areas. So very conscious of West Marin as well as our other areas such as Tam Valley, Marin City, areas in Novato and so forth, because they're different, right? They don't have their own city council and so forth. They're governed by our board of supervisors. So in the unincorporated areas, we're really wanting to look at utilizing that robust volunteer culture that exists in West Marin to help people with home repairs and social visits and wellness checks. Of course, our parks department has just been great, but just the more we can do to make parks age-friendly, so you know, more benches and so forth for people who may need to take a rest. And you know, of course, that works for people of all ages. If you're a parent pushing a baby cart, you might need to take a rest as well. And then again, the disaster preparedness. And I know there's a robust, really truly robust network in West Marin, but just really capitalizing on that. And we are in this quasi hiatus. We don't want to be, but so many of us working on this are in disaster roles, whether formally with an employer or as a volunteer. So some things are paused right now, but we really hope to invigorate things in the months ahead. And Jeff, I couldn't be on your show without mentioning someone very dear to all of us and I'm sure many of your listeners in West Marin. He was a founding member of this work and to lead some of this effort was, you know, Jim Munson, who passed three months ago. And just in memory of him, he was a great leader for us in the field of aging and our Commission on Aging and specifically this work. And of course, I'll give out my email before we finish so anybody interested can contact me.
I love this phrase that you've said, the robust volunteer culture. And it's true, you know, sitting here at a community radio station, we're sort of at a hub of volunteerism here in the county, both in terms of with our engagement with various agencies and folks here locally making things happen, whether it's helping with our older folks in the community or our very youngest or anyone in between. One thing I do want to make sure I have a mention, this is a little bit outside of our listeners area, but there are, I know, some folks who are tuning in from the Ross Valley area. If folks are interested in getting involved, there is the Commission on Aging is recruiting some new members, and there's an opening now for District 2 folks, and District 1 is going to have an opening in May, as I understand it. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about the Commission on Aging and what that kind of service looks like?
Sure. Thank you. Yes. So as an area agency on aging, we're set up federally, and we are, so think in terms of us as an agency, our board of directors is the board of supervisors, and we are required to have an advisory council. There are area agencies on aging that are nonprofits, many are set up through government like we are, and we're all required to have an advisory council. And whoever established this back in the 70s or early 80s was, I think, fairly brilliant because they intentionally set it up where we would have a connection to all the cities and towns. So I have a 23-member commission on aging. I think it's tied for the largest commission with the county structure. We have two from each of the five supervisorial districts that people apply, and they're vetted and they're appointed, and then one each from the cities and towns, because that brings the city and towns into our work. So that gets us 11 more. Gets up to us up to 21, and then those 21 elect two people to what's known as the California Senior Legislature, and those two individuals work at the state, Sacramento, to look at legislation that is affirmative for older adults. We have a very active, involved commission. As I mentioned earlier, our role is to collaborate and advocate, and they're to really to serve to inform my office and the Board of Supervisors of what's important, what they're hearing from the community, what older adults, and again, persons with disabilities and family caregivers as well, you know, what's needed. Yes, those are appointed positions, but we have a number of committees that anyone from the public is welcome to participate and attend. Of course, all of our meetings are open to the public, but if you're interested in housing and transportation, join our Housing and Transportation Committee. If you're interested in health and nutrition, join that committee. If legislation and policy is your thing and you like looking at legislation at the federal, state, and local level, join that committee. And we have a new committee started called Equity Outreach and Advocacy, which is looking at how well are we doing to reach groups that may not be so active and involved with us, but really need the support and community connections that we all need.
It's a lot of good information there. And if folks do want to get involved, I'll give out the website here, marinhhs.org, and that's in the boards section of it. So if you go to marinhhs.org/boards and then /commission-aging, you'll get some information about how to get involved there. And again, this first opening is for District 2, which includes Fairfax, San Anselmo, Ross, Kentfield, that whole area down through Greenbrae and Larkspur, and actually parts of southern San Rafael as well. And then the District 1 opening is going to be coming in May. So certainly encourage folks to get involved in this important stuff. Well, Lee Pullen, you started your career, as I read, over 20 years ago in mental health, and you've had well over a decade of work of service here to Marin County. I thank you for your service here. What are some of the trends you've observed? What are some of the challenges, and how have they changed over that time?
You know, I'm in a pretty optimistic state of things right now. I actually started as a social worker in 1999 with the department in aging and adult services. So yeah, prior to that, I thought my career was going to be in older adult mental health. I just had done some work in that area and saw how life can be good at any age and people can make positive change for their life. So that's always an interest of mine, and I think very important to our well-being. Starting in 1999, and a lot of the issues unfortunately remain the same. At the same time, there is recognition of needing to do something about the issues at our local level and at our state level in particular. The governor in 2019 issued his executive order for the creation of a master plan for aging. That work continued all throughout last year. COVID, the plan was unveiled a couple of months ago, and it brings to the level for the first time ever our state of California doing a 10-year blueprint to look at things around equity and housing and health and caregiving and the things that we need now and are going to need into the future. So I am pleased and optimistic that that's happening. And just again, I think we saw in this past year how essential our basic community services are through our community-based organizations, through our nonprofits, through all the volunteer organizations, that we're not at the level that we need to have a really strong long-term services and supports for people. But I think Marin did really well in adjusting and responding our aging services network over this past year and meeting some of those needs that already existed but were very much heightened when we all had to shelter in place.
So much has sort of come into focus in all these different realms in this last year. And, you know, as you mentioned, I think at a lot of different places in the county, projects have sort of shifted or been slowed down a little bit because of COVID, you know, with folks doing DSW work, disaster service worker work, and, you know, getting vaccines into people's arms and doing all that stuff. But hopefully we will be diving into a good year of good work for everyone here in the county. There's a phone number I did want to get out to folks if they're looking for services. And, you know, we do give out a lot of websites here on air, and but we've heard here at KWMR over time that some folks just don't get on online too much. So I did want to give this number out. It's 415-473-INFO or 415-473-4636, and that will get you to the Marin Aging and Adult Information and Assistance Line, which sounds like folks are there 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. I'm sure things are sort of shifted around with COVID a little bit. Did I get that right?
You sure did. Thank you for mentioning the number. I was gonna do that, and I'm so glad that you did. Yes, incredible increase in demand since this past year. A lot more email than phone call than we had in the past, but still several phone calls. Yes, our social workers are there during that time period. If you get a voicemail, we'll get back with you. Our aim is within 24 hours, but we're usually much quicker than that, in part because we're not centralized right now. Everybody is outside of the office working remotely, but just a fantastic team. I think people will know Chloe Cook, multi-generational resident of West Marin. She's the supervisor for that unit, and she and her team just do a fantastic job. So general, any kind of information, assistance, give us a call. You know, we're focused on older adults, persons with disability, and family caregivers. So wherever you fit, give us a call, and we'll see what we can do there. And if we have time, Jeff, I'd like to speak to our Access and Functional Needs Vaccine Task Force for just a couple minutes.
That'd be great.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, you just touched on that there are people who don't use the internet, who don't use a smartphone, and you know what? That's okay. I think that it's, you know, maybe there hasn't been a need up until now, but another exposure that we've seen this past year, and in large part because of the switch to telehealth and so many things being done through video, is what we call the digital divide. And Supervisor Rodoni, now board president, is leading a task force effort around that called Digital Marin. But we've certainly seen this affect, I would say, older adults disproportionately, and particularly in rural areas of our county where there may not even be the broadband service necessary to connect. And, you know, that's often because the individual maybe can't afford the equipment, maybe doesn't have the training on the equipment because there hasn't been a need to use it, or they lack the broadband connections, as I mentioned. So recognizing that for vaccination, we know that there are going to be people for whom it's not going to be so easy to just go online and register themselves. Like, they're 70, 80, 85 years old, which is the eligible category right now. So we have set up, in partnership with Vivillon and our public health department, a call center. So if you say, I can't do this vaccine information form or register, I don't have the equipment and I keep trying, just give us a call. And we have a team of people there that have been hired, temp staff, to go through what your needs are. Do you need transportation to get to that appointment? Do you need language interpretation, you know, once you're there? Do you have some, maybe you're going to need to use a wheelchair once you get there? We've got all of that set up at our point of dispensing sites. And let me give you the number. It's 1-833-641-1988. I'll repeat it. 833-641-1988. And again, that's for people who don't have access. They don't have digital access. They don't have transportation. They have some other barrier to getting an appointment, or they have what we call functional limitations, some sort of disability that they needed some extra help with. So I encourage your listeners who may need this to give us a call on that so we can help them get their vaccines.
Well, Lee Poland, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you today on Epicenter. I think we're going to have to leave it there. A lot of great information. Again, 1-833-641-1988. And that's specifically for getting information about getting a vaccine. If you are out there listening and you're trying to figure that out, I know it has been a challenge at the state and national level for folks getting on waiting lists and things like that. But it seems like it's getting easier each day, which is all we can hope for.
It's getting better. Jeff, do I have time to give an email address?
Please do. Yes, absolutely.
Our general email address, agingandadult@marincounty.org.
Great. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and leave it there. Thanks again for coming on the air, and I'm sure we'll have you on again at some point down the line.
Thanks so much, Jeff, and thanks to everyone who's listening.
Absolutely. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org. It's fast approaching 11:30 a.m. It's going to be time for Trailer Talk with Sabrina Artell. I do want to take a moment, though, and just remind you folks that we are in the midst, the very early stages, in fact, of our spring pledge drive. KWMR is on air because we care. And, you know, this is, I believe, the year anniversary of the shelter-in-place order coming down for the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been quite a year, and I'm so glad that you've been here with us throughout that whole year. And if you have found KWMR to be of use at any time, but particularly during this pandemic time that has held us physically separated but connecting in all these other ways, well, I hope you'll consider making a donation. You can call. We've got somebody here on the phones. Call 415-663-9050. Again, that's 415-663-9050. Or you can contribute online at kwmr.org. You can mail a check to P.O. Box 1262 in Point Reyes Station, California, 94956. Or you can even knock on the door if you like and say hello if you want to bring a check by. You know, if you tune into KWMR, it's like, I think of it as like a big living room, right, for West Marin. And you know, somebody might be there reading a book or spinning a record of any kind, you know, whether it's classical, rock, jazz, all these different things. Having a conversation with interesting people, talking about local news in an objective and unbought way. You can learn about science, art, literature every day of the week. It all comes free of advertising and free of charge for you. This is practically unheard of. And it's the wide network of KWMR supporters and you, dear listeners, is what keeps us here. Again, 415-663-9050 is the number to call, or you can contribute online anytime at kwmr.org. Well, I hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got Trailer Talk with Sabrina Artell. Electric is fun, but tend to fight. Oblivion, it rhymes with Vivian, rust red.